Have you ever wondered who Jesus truly is beyond the manger, beyond the miracles, beyond the cross? Before Bethlehem, before creation, before time itself, who is he? John chapter 1 answers that question in a way no other gospel does. And when we understand it, it changes how we see Jesus and how we walk with him. Welcome to Walking with the Lord. Today we are reflecting on John 1 and what it means that Jesus is the Word who walked with us. This John 1 devotional invites us to slow down and see Christ not just as a historical figure, but as the eternal Son of God who stepped into our world with purpose, light, and love. Let's begin. John chapter 1 introduces Jesus to the world in a way that is both powerful and deeply intentional. Instead of beginning with his birth in Bethlehem or with the miracles that marked his ministry, the Gospel of John reaches back into eternity and calls him the Word. From the very beginning, Jesus was with the Father, and through him everything was created. Nothing exists apart from him. Before there was light, before there was life, before anything was formed, Jesus was already there. He did not come into existence when he entered the world. Rather, he stepped into a world he had already created. This truth reminds us that our faith does not rest on a moment in history alone. It rests on the eternal Son of God. When John writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God," he makes something unmistakably clear. Jesus is not part of creation, and he is not lesser than God. He is fully divine. He shares the same nature as the Father, and has always existed with him. Through Jesus, God makes himself known. We do not have to wonder what God is like. We do not have to imagine his character. In Christ, we see him clearly. Our faith, therefore, is not built on tradition, culture, or ideas. It is built on a living Savior who has always existed and who continues to hold everything together. John 1 also declares that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Scripture often uses darkness to describe sin, fear, and separation from God. John does not deny that darkness exists. Instead, he shows us that it has limits. Darkness cannot overpower light. It cannot extinguish it. Even when the world feels heavy or uncertain, the light of Christ continues to shine steadily and victoriously. When John speaks of darkness failing to overcome the light, he is pointing forward to the cross. Darkness attempted to defeat Jesus through suffering and death, yet it could not succeed. Jesus defeated sin on the cross, died, and rose again in victory. Although his death appeared to be defeat, it was actually triumph. The cross was not the end of the light, it was the moment the light shone brightest. Through that light, sin was broken and death was conquered. From the very beginning, Jesus had already secured the victory for us. For anyone walking through uncertainty or pain, I hope this truth brings hope. No matter how deep the darkness feels, it does not have the final word. Jesus does. Then John reveals one of the most profound truths in all of Scripture. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. God did not remain distant. He did not watch from afar. He came near. Jesus entered the world he created and lived among his people. He experienced hunger, fatigue, rejection, sorrow, and suffering. He understands our weakness because he lived it. He is not distant from our pain because he experienced it firsthand. John tells us that we have seen his glory, full of grace and truth. Grace means undeserved favor. Truth reveals what is real and unchanging. In Jesus, grace and truth meet perfectly. He reveals the heart of God to us. The chapter also introduces John the Baptist, not as the light, but as a witness to the light. God sent him with a clear purpose, to prepare hearts and point people to Jesus. His life reminds us that we are not called to replace the light, but to reflect it. Our role is to direct others toward Christ. John 1 also tells us that Jesus came to his own people, yet many did not receive him. People rejected him because he did not meet their expectations. In the same way, when God does not move according to our plans, we can struggle to recognize his work. Yet rejection did not stop his mission. To all who received him, he gave the right to become children of God. Jesus did not walk alone during his ministry. He called disciples to follow him, to learn from him, and to walk beside him. Through this, he shows us that faith was never meant to be lived in isolation. Following him involves relationship, growth, and fellowship with other believers. As we reflect on this chapter, we see clearly who Jesus is. He is the eternal Word, fully divine and present with the Father from the beginning. He is the light that darkness cannot overcome. He is God made known, who stepped into our world to bring life and truth. This John 1 devotional reminds us that believing in Jesus is not merely intellectual agreement. It is a daily walk of trust. It means receiving Him, walking in His light, and allowing His presence to shape how we live, love, and lead. May we trust Him not only as Creator and Savior, but as the One who walks with us even now. The living Word who knows us fully and loves us completely. Thank you for walking through John 1 with me today. If this reflection encouraged you, you can continue studying Scripture and growing in faith at walkingwiththelord.net. And for marriage and family encouragement rooted in Christ, visit blissfullywedded.com. Until next time, keep walking faithfully, growing deeply, and listening closely for His voice.